He's been a member of the House since 2002, and Albemarle delegate Rob Bell now chairs the State Crime Commission. He says serving as Attorney General would be a continuation of his life's work.
I was a prosecutor for 5 years before I was elected, did 2,400 cases, spent time visiting and crime victims at their homes and working with the police and putting cases together. So I think I have the background to be an effective top cop, top prosecutor, which is part of the job.
Bell has sponsored numerous public safety laws that arose from the Crime Commission.
In the General Assembly, I took my experience, and just to give some examples, we changed the law for repeat offense drunk drivers and those who have kids in the car to increase the punishment so we could stamp that out. We took the sex offenders and we looked real long and hard at the issues there, and we said, we're going to keep you off school property. We expanded protective orders. Obviously, there's been some terrible killings where protective orders were difficult to get, so we expanded the protective orders. And then focusing on sexual crimes against children, more than half of all the rapes in Virginia are of kids age 12 and under, and yet the average penalty was only 13 years, which means they go in at 22, they're out by 35, ready age-wise to reoffend. We changed the law. It was my bill, and it said, we will make it a life penalty. You will get life, period, if in fact you rape a child who's 12 or under. Those are things I've worked on both in the General Assembly and on the Crime Commission. I would like to do that kind of work in the Attorney General's office.
He says keeping the public safe would continue to be a top priority.
The Attorney General has a role in every single criminal appeal. They also are the advisor to law enforcement, and they have a permanent seat on the Crime Commission. They give advice to the General Assembly. You really can use the office in a proactive way to say, here's something we want to do differently, and that's something I'd like to do.
Bell has also tackled other issues. After the Virginia Tech shootings, he led a revision of state mental health laws. But he adds that winning passage of a voter-approved state constitutional amendment after years of work was one of his chief accomplishments.
The property rights amendment that finally passed last fall is surely the biggest, longest project I've ever worked on.
Bell says as he reviews regulations, which is also a routine function of the job, he aims to propose reforms that could benefit Virginia's economy.
As you are interpreting and working through the regulations, you will see ones that don't make sense anymore. Either they never made sense, or they did at one time, but the cost-benefit has changed, or it's just the cost always exceeded what people thought they would be. These regulations cost Virginia businesses. I would like to make this what they call a virtuous loop, where you can feed those back if you have a problem to the governor and say, this would be a good one for you to look at changing.
Bell notes that his experience would work well in the role of Attorney General, who's on the front line of defending Virginia laws. He adds that this relates to one of his other top goals.
To stand up for the constitutional rights either of Virginians or the state of Virginia with regards to federalism issues, that is in fact the role. You're supposed to be the lawyer for the Commonwealth. And that has all sorts of technical responsibilities. You're required to give advice to the executive branch. But in terms of standing up and representing the Commonwealth, part of that should be standing up for Virginia with regards to the federal government and overreach.
Bell's opponent for the GOP nomination is State Senator Mark Obenshain. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.